Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and award-winning author who's been writing and hosting this show since 2008. My most recent book is titled Debt-Free Blueprint, How to Get Out of Debt and Build a Financial Life You Love. You can find it as a paperback, ebook, or audiobook anywhere books are sold, such as Amazon, iBooks, and Audible.com if you like audiobooks. If you're ready for more knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money the best way possible and create a richer life, you are in the right place, my friend. If you've been with me a long time, you already know that each show episode is like a mini training. We cover a wide variety of topics such as credit, debt, investing, real estate, business, taxes, insurance, money management strategies, and a whole lot more. And if you're new to the show, I am thrilled that you're here and hope you'll stick around by subscribing. You're going to find the notes for every single show, plus the full archive of podcasts in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. If my audio sounds a little different this week, it's because I am recording on a different microphone, a brand new microphone, and I'm recording in a new place. I had to evacuate my home. My husband and I left Vero Beach, Florida due to Hurricane Dorian. It's really funny. We just got back from a terrific vacation in Maine. We were in Portland, Maine and Bar Harbor, Maine, came back, and then Hurricane Dorian appeared. So we had to take an unplanned vacation. We escaped up to the mountains of North Carolina and we're having a great time. And it's turned out to be a lot of fun, but we're also very concerned about the people in Florida and the Bahamas and everyone on the Southeast coast. So I hope that by the time you're listening to this show, you have survived Hurricane Dorian and everything has worked out. But my motto is better safe than sorry. So we hit the road and took a quick flight out to North Carolina and spent some time in Asheville. And now we're up renting a beautiful place in the mountains near kind of Banner Elk, Sugar Mountain area. It's really beautiful up here. And this is a great time of year to be here. So this is my home for a few more days. So we're going to talk about natural disasters, not surprisingly. And if you've ever experienced a natural disaster or had to evacuate your home, you know that insurance is a top concern. And, you know, even if you're in a part of the United States where you don't get hurricanes, every place has common threats, such as California earthquakes, Oklahoma tornadoes, Texas floods. All of these are going to affect you no matter if you rent your home or you own your home. So in this podcast, I'm going to review five essential tips that every renter and homeowner should know. You're going to learn the variety of protections you get from basic renters and home policies, mistakes to avoid when buying a policy, and ways to save money on premiums. This is episode number 605, called Five Tips Every Renter and Homeowner Should Know About Insurance. Number one is not every type of damage is covered. This is something that takes a lot of people by surprise. You know, most homeowners have home insurance because mortgage lenders require it, but they may not know what's in those policies. And, you know, if you're a renter, you need to have a policy. And I'll talk more about that. But the reason that lenders require insurance is because they want to protect their financial interests in your property while you still owe them money. And a basic policy pays for claims when a natural disaster such as a fire, tornado, hail, or windstorm damages your property and your personal belongings, such as your furniture, electronics, and clothing, are generally covered up to specific limits for both damage and theft and also loss. Home insurance also includes liability, and that protects you from any legal issues that could arise if someone, let's say they come on your property and they trip and fall and get hurt, or, you know, the mailman is bit by your dog is kind of the classic example. That will protect you from any potential legal liability, both on your property and also, many people don't realize, that can protect you off of your property as well. So if you hurt someone unintentionally while you're away from home. Homeowners coverage also pays what are called additional living expenses. So this is some amount of hotel and meal expenses if you can't stay in your home after a covered disaster. Now, if you're a renter, as I mentioned, you also need insurance. And this is because your landlord is not required to cover you in any way, shape, or form. They're not required to give you any personal belongings protection or liability protection. What's really cool about renter's insurance is that it gives you the same protections as a homeowner's policy. You're going to get coverage for your personal belongings, liability, and additional living expenses. But it doesn't cover damage to the actual rental dwelling. And that's because that's your landlord's responsibility. Unfortunately, about half of all renters don't have renter's insurance. Many mistakenly believe that their landlord would pay to repair or replace their damaged or stolen personal belongings. And as I mentioned, that is just not true. I mean, it would be a very generous landlord who offered to give you any assistance after a theft or a natural disaster. Many renters mistakenly believe that a policy is too expensive. And this is where I want you to have a reality check here. I mean, the good news is that it's very affordable. A typical renter's insurance policy costs $185 per year on average across the United States. Now, I'm actually renting right now in Florida, and my policy is a little bit more than that, but that's because I have bumped up a lot of the protections. So I have additional coverage above and beyond kind of the standard features, but it's not more than double that amount, even for all of the additional coverage that I'm getting. But what surprises a whole lot of people is that a standard home or renter's policy does not cover certain natural disasters. And these include flooding from groundwater and earthquakes. Those are two of the main ones. Those aren't the only ones that are excluded, but those are the main ones. So if you live in an earthquake-prone area, you can typically add earthquake coverage to either a home or a renter's insurance policy. But flooding is a different category of insurance, and that's got to be purchased separately. Flooding is handled differently than other types of disasters because it is the nation's most common and most expensive disaster. Floods don't even have to be catastrophic to cause significant damage, and they can happen anywhere. So if your town or community participates in the National Flood Insurance Program, you can buy a policy for your rental or your home. And I'll put a link to that in the notes for the show, which again, they're in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. And if you buy a home in a designated flood zone, mortgage lenders typically require you to have flood insurance, and it can be somewhat expensive. So that's something that you definitely need to factor into the cost of buying a home that is in a designated flood zone. Plus, most flood policies have a 30-day waiting period. So that means you can't just wait until a storm is bearing down on you, because at that point, it's typically too late. Even though the federal government backs flood insurance, it's still brokered by regular insurance companies or agents. And there's a great website that you can go to learn more called floodsmart.gov. So remember that water damage from rain, high winds, or a tree, let's say, that falls on your roof, those are covered by a standard home or renter's insurance policy. But damages that occur to your home or your personal belongings that occur due to rising groundwater, those are never covered except when you have flood insurance. Also note that if you've got a home-based business, either in your home or your rental property, maybe you've got inventory, some specialized equipment, or even customers who enter your property, you typically need a commercial insurance policy in addition to your regular policy. And likewise, if you turn your home into a rental or an Airbnb or a vacation property, you generally need additional coverage or even a landlord insurance policy. Okay, so the bottom line is just to understand that not every disaster is going to be covered, even if you've got a great homeowner's or renter's policy. Tip number two, certain belongings have low coverage limits. So just like every disaster isn't covered, not every type of personal belonging is fully covered under a home or a renter's policy. Some of your belongings, such as cash, are not covered at all, and some of your belongings may have coverage caps. For instance, jewelry, watches, furs, silverware, electronics, and firearms are typically limited, and it could be limited to something fairly low, like $1,000 or $2,000 of total coverage. So in other words, let's say you've got jewelry that's worth $10,000 and it's lost or stolen. You would come up very short if you only had the standard $2,000 of coverage. If you have items worth more than the coverage caps, it's very easy to add an insurance rider for more coverage. A rider is also known as scheduling your personal property. And when I recently moved to Florida, I spent a lot of time scheduling all of my personal property as I was getting a new renter's insurance. And I wanted to make sure that everything I had was covered and clearly listed. So having a schedule on your personal property costs more, as I mentioned, but it gives your most expensive items separate coverage so that they could be replaced. Another often overlooked protection you get with a renter's and home insurance is that your belongings are covered outside of your home. So let's say while I'm traveling with all of my luggage and my computer and my microphone that I'm recording on right now, let's say that were to get stolen, or maybe I would lose valuable jewelry. My renter's policy covers it even though I'm away from home. So if you're on vacation and your luggage is stolen and you've got homeowner's insurance, your policy would cover it. Of course, you do have to pay your deductible, so whether you would make a claim would depend on the value of the items that were lost or stolen. So you want to pay close attention to the insurance limits for your possessions, both inside and outside of your home, and consider adding a rider or a property schedule to beef up that coverage when it's needed for your valuable items. Tip number three, you got to know the difference between actual cash value and replacement cost.
Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted with the finest materials for irresistible comfort every single night. Now, save up to $800 on select adjustable mattress sets only at stearnsandfoster.com. Lesser savings may apply.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still you'll make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It can be a little confusing to know exactly how much money you'd receive from a renter's or home insurance claim. So I want you to be sure that you understand the different types of policies you can buy. So first, let's talk about actual cash value coverage. This is going to pay to repair or replace your property up to the policy limits minus a deduction for depreciation. The calculation for depreciation can vary from insurer to insurer, but what you need to know is that a cash value policy only pays a percentage of what it would cost you to go out and buy a brand new item. So this is the least expensive option. However, you need to know that it means if you experience a severe disaster, you probably won't receive enough money to, let's say, rebuild your home or to fully replace all of your personal belongings that are damaged. The other type of coverage is called replacement cost coverage. This one pays to repair or replace your property and possessions up to the policy limits without a deduction for depreciation. That means you would receive enough money to rebuild a home with materials of similar quality, or you could buy new items to replace all of your damaged belongings. There are also guaranteed or extended replacement cost policies. Those are going to give you even more protection. They pay to replace your home as it was before a disaster, even if it costs more than your policy limit. You need to remember that a home insurance policy is based on the cost to rebuild your home and any outbuildings. It's not based on the amount you paid for your property or even for its appraised value. You never include the value of your land in your home insurance. So depending on the age, location, and style of your home, the insured value could actually be much higher or even much lower than its market value. So the replacement value options are going to cost a little bit more, but they are typically the best to have when we're talking about home insurance. Tip number four, there are special types of deductibles. A deductible is an amount that you're responsible for paying for an insured loss. And the higher your deductible, the more you can typically save on premiums. So when you're shopping, be sure to get quotes for different deductible amounts. And this applies to both renters and home insurance. As I previously mentioned, disasters like windstorms, hailstorms, and hurricanes, these are typically covered by standard renters and home insurance. However, in some high-risk areas, like where I am in Florida, you may have separate deductibles for damage caused by these disasters. And according to the Insurance Information Institute, there are 19 states and the District of Columbia that have hurricane deductibles. These special types of deductibles are additional and separate from the regular deductible you have for other types of claims, such as fire or theft. And a hurricane deductible applies only to damage from hurricanes or windstorm or hail deductibles would apply only to wind damage. And hurricane and wind deductibles are typically given as a percentage, and they may vary, let's say, from 1% to 5% or maybe a little bit more of your home's insured value. And they can even be higher in some coastal areas. And so you're going to elect in most cases what that percentage is, and it's definitely going to affect your premium. The amount that you have to pay in the event of one of these special disasters will depend on the insured value of your home and the trigger event. So let's say you have a 3% hurricane deductible and your home is insured for $200,000. You would be responsible for the first $6,000 in repair cost. So $6,000 is $200,000 times 3%. Now, that's a whole lot more expensive than paying a standard home deductible, which might be $500 or $1,000. In some states, the triggering event for a hurricane deductible to apply is when a Category 1 storm causes damage, whether it made landfall or not. Other states allow Category 2 to be the threshold. And others, a hurricane deductible applies from the moment a hurricane watch or warning gets issued until 72 hours after it ends. And a hurricane deductible can only be applied once each hurricane season, and that's from June to November. So as you can see, how these special deductibles apply really do vary from state to state. So make sure you consult with your insurance representative or look at your policy to know exactly what type of damage and how much of it you would be responsible for. And our last tip, number 5, don't leave discounts on the table. When it comes to the price of renters and home insurance, there are some factors that you can control and some you can't. So here are some ways to save and some typical discounts that I want you to ask for. The first is called bundling. This is when you purchase different types of policies, such as renters or home insurance, and your auto insurance, or maybe and your umbrella liability insurance from the same insurance company. Buying two or more policies can help you reduce your total cost. Just make sure that the combined price from one insurer is actually less than buying policies separately from different insurers. Shopping around. Now, this may seem obvious, but many people don't do it. Prices can vary considerably from insurer to insurer. So be sure to compare the same coverage and deductibles so you make sure you're getting the best deal possible. Installing safety features in your home or your rental, such as smoke detectors, alarm systems, deadbolts, storm shutters, shatterproof windows, or roofing may allow you to qualify for discounts. Even being a non-smoker or being retired reduces the risk for insurers, so be sure to let them know any factors that could work in your favor. Raising your deductible, I mentioned this. This one is an easy way to cut the cost of premiums. Just make sure that you could afford to pay that deductible in full in the event of a claim. Also, the savings that you're going to get for raising your deductible actually varies from state to state. So it's going to depend on where you live and your insurer. So get quotes with multiple scenarios with different deductibles. Maintaining good credit. This one is vital for many aspects of your financial life, as you know if you've been listening to this show, but it also includes the rates that you pay for home, renters, and auto insurance. So depending on where you live, having poor credit can actually cause you to pay double the premium compared to having excellent credit. There are some states that currently prohibit home insurers from using credit when setting your rates. These states include California, Maryland, and Massachusetts. But everywhere else, they are definitely going to consider your credit when setting rates for both renter's insurance and home insurance. And the last tip for savings is to be a loyal customer. This can pay off with a really nice discount. I have been a loyal customer with my insurer, gosh, for like 20 years now, and it's definitely paid off for me. However, I do shop it from time to time, so don't let the fact that you are a loyal customer keep you from periodically shopping around just to make sure you are still getting a really good deal. The bottom line is that no one enjoys paying for home insurance or renter's insurance, but when disaster strikes or you're the victim of theft or you get involved in a lawsuit, having these insurance policies will be a financial lifesaver. All right, so let's quickly review these tips. Number one, not every type of damage is covered. Number two, certain belongings have low coverage limits. Number three, know the difference between cash value and replacement cost coverage. Number four, there are special types of deductibles. And number five, don't leave discounts on the table. If you have a money question or an idea for a future show topic, I would love to hear it. We have a voicemail line if you want to call in your question or comment. The number is 302-364-0308. Leave your message 24/7. Or you can email me directly by visiting my contact page at lauradadams.com. Be sure to join me next week when I'll cover how having a solo business, even a small venture or a part-time side gig working in the on-demand economy, saves you money. No matter if you already work for yourself as a freelancer or a contractor, or you want to do that kind of work someday, you'll learn key ways to leverage a small business and take advantage of all the benefits. Be sure to subscribe to the Money Girl podcast so you're notified when each new episode is available. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, everyone at the Quick and Dirty Tips Network would really appreciate you taking just a moment to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. It's a really easy, free way to give back and show your support. It also helps new listeners find us. And you might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe out there from Hurricane Dorian. And until then, here's to living a richer life.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday, so subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style, and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.